I like brownies of all sorts. I like just a regular, chocolate brownie. Just nothing but chocolate. I like chocolate brown. I like brownies with walnuts in them. That's delicious. I like nuts.
Do you like fish sticks?
No, I don't. I also couldn't tell if you said fish sticks or fish dicks.
That's the point.
Oh, okay. All right. You almost got me. But real
You like
deal.
fish sticks?
But real deal on fish sticks. I don't like frozen, like I don't like fish from the freezer section. Like I know, living where I live, that fish that I get has probably been, on ice or whatever, for a bit before it gets to me. But something about processed fish in a fucking yellow cardboard box at the supermarket. Nah, man. Not for me.
Hey, stop talking shit about Captain Gordon.
Hey man, their store is literally down the street from me.
See? You guys can have the same
Less than a
quality.
mile.
Same quality ingredients.
Right. Now we're all here. Are we ready?
No.
It's Rob and Brent and my Reggie dude, and don't forget, it also features Dawson too. We gonna give you all the dope reviews, but first we'll hit on all the movie news. Cha-ching, cha-ching, box office due. In between the news and the reviews, there's not a lot that we don't do, so turn the volume up, cause we coming through. Put your headphones on and tie your shoes. Jackman and Grant, we got all the views. We're like Brando and Godfather 2. We're gonna make a podcast you can't refuse. This is the Cinema Chat Podcast, and we know a lot about movies.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's another episode of Cinema Chat Podcast with Rob and Brent and Reggie, featuring Dawson. I'm Brent.
I'm Rob.
I'm Reggie.
And I'm featuring Dawson.
We are here this week for episode 467, 467, where we're going to be reviewing Boy Kills World, which was not a last second replacement, but it was not on the schedule a week ago. We shifted to it, so we're going to be talking about that. But before we get there, no Rob this week, so you won't get to hear what he watched, but you get to hear it from the rest of us.
What did we watch this week? Let us give you a peek. We'll get to the news real soon. First, listen to this little tune. Give us the attention we seek while we tell you what we watched this week.
Dawson, what'd you watch this week?
I watched a couple things. I started watching the new Knuckles television show on Paramount Plus. I don't know why I'm watching this. The movies are good. This is
Reggie.
It seems like it's a lot of Adam Pauly, and he's okay. But I don't. This character is too much. So it's a lot of him. I don't know. I'm like three episodes in, okay. Out of six. So I don't know.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we got Reggie's cell phone to make an appearance on the show. Yeah. Welcome back, Reggie's phone. Sorry,
Almost
Dawson.
Almost made as many appearances as Rob this year. He's not. Anyways, X-Men 97. It's fantastic. Keeping up with that. Watched four basketball games in the last. Timberwolves, clean sweep, got my brooms out. So that's fun. I don't know. I think that's about it for TV shows. I feel like there was something else. Big Door Prize is back on Apple TV Plus. I loved the first season. No one talks about it, so I'm glad it got a second season.
What is it about?
So there's this small town in some country area, whatever, and everyone's happy and everyone's living their little country lives. And one day a machine shows up at like a pharmacy store, pharmacy, and people go in and they push this button and it spits out a card and it tells you, like, this is what you're destined to be in life. So like a guy gets it and it's like a teacher, and he's a teacher already. So he's like, oh, cool. Somebody else, his wife gets it and it's like royalty. So she's like, am I supposed to be like royalty? And so it kind of sends the whole town into like this crisis of like, what are we supposed to do? And, it's, I don't know. It's a comedy drama. I really dig it. It's based on a book. So second season just came out and they're figuring out like more about where this machine came from, and now there's another level to it. So it's like, do you want to go to the next level? So it's almost like they're playing a game. I don't know. It's it's good. It's got Chris. It's got Chris Dowd, the dude from IT Department. He's the or Bridesmaids, not Bridesmaids. Yeah, no, Bridesmaids. I think it's the one he's in. I don't know, that Kristen Wiig movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. He's British. He's in.
I'm disabled.
Yeah, I'm disabled. That guy. So I watched that. Outside of that, I watched a couple movies. I watched Miller's Girl.
Oh, with Jenna Ortega?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now, and I was like, I need something to put on. It was weird. That's not my type of movie. It felt very much like a Lifetime, R-rated Lifetime movie.
Yeah, yeah. I know what movie you're talking about, with Martin Freeman.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, her high school teacher. And she's really good at literature. And
I thought it was college.
High school. She's a high school senior. No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was college. Yeah,
nope. She's 18.
Don't like that.
And well, the thing is like they don't ever have an affair. I don't. But like,
spoiler,
he encourages her to write a story, based on her favorite author as like the letter to get into college, and it's him, and it's the story about like the teacher having an affair with the student, and like, yeah, I don't know. It's not for me. I, you know, whatever. I was in a mood this week for watching movies. Then I watched the Challengers, mm-hmm. Edging the Movie, as everyone calls it. And, it was a good movie overall. I think it's like The Social Network of tennis. So if you like The Social Network, you're probably gonna like this movie. It feels like The Social Network, but tennis and Christian Turney. And
yeah, I watched it too. I actually went to the theater to see it today, and interesting that you called it the Social Network of tennis, because it's the score is Trent Reznor and Atticus Finch.
That's what it feels like to me, is like that. Yeah. That I think when you play those two soundtracks, because they did another one, they did The Killer, didn't they? That one,
they've done
Michael Fassbender movie. They've done a lot. Good. So like, I like that level it adds to the film. So I don't know. It was okay. It was better than I thought it was going to be, because everyone was like hyping it up as like, oh, it's this horny. Like, yeah, they're in love with each other, but I wouldn't say it's over the top. Like, there's not even like a ton of sex scenes. I don't know.
I really liked it. And I agree with you. Like, if you're going into it expecting like crazy sex scenes, like that's not really what it is. It is. I would definitely say it is a horny movie, Dawson. It's just, there's a lot of, undertones in a lot of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of undertones that I didn't expect, frankly.
And like, but here's the thing, man. I gotta stop following. There's two content creators that Brent and I both follow, and like, I think I gotta stop following them. I don't have the same like tastes as them and views.
I do.
So like the way that they've hyped up so many of these movies, and like, oh, cool. I agree with these guys. This is a good movie, but it's not like, I'm not as big of a film nerd. It's not the best movie I've ever seen. It's not the best movie this year. It's good, but not like something that I'm going to, you know, put it in it. Whatever.
I definitely have similar tastes. So whenever, you know, I'm more closely aligned with their opinions probably than you are.
Yeah, all right. No, that's fair.
And that's with everything. You know, people that listen to this show, you know, we have so many voices on here and we have different opinions. People that listen to this show agree with you, or might agree with me more, or might agree, you know, you just got to find the people that you align with and then listen to them.
Yeah. But listen to other people too, to just make sure you're getting enough, enough information on all sides here.
For sure.
And then the last thing I watched, was a movie called Sweet Dreams. Starring Johnny Knoxville, Theo Vaughn, Jay Moore, Bobby Lee, Kate Upton, Gadda, and a whole bunch of other people. Johnny Knoxville is like a director, and he's an alcoholic, and he messes up, and he gets sent to like a rehab home with these people, and the house, the rehab house, is going up for auction because they're behind on bills. So they enter a softball tournament to win $80,000 to pay off the bills. It sounds very like Dodgeball, Happy Gilmore. I told Brent, it's not a great movie, but it's a lot more dramatic than I would expect it to be from a cast that's entirely comedic, like stand-up comedians, Johnny Knoxville. But there's a lot of like them sitting around in AA and having like heart-to-heart, really deep like conversations. And you know, it's a different take on a sports movie, and it was okay. I wouldn't tell you guys to rush out and see it, but for 90 minutes, it's not awful. But it's, you know.
Well, whenever you told me about it, I was like, that's got to be terrible.
And like this is a role that fits Johnny Knoxville. Like, I feel like he's acting, but he's not like pushing his boundaries, and he's not anything crazy. But he's a real down to earth dude who I think has probably lived through a lot of what he's putting out here. Alcoholism, mm-hmm. and rehab, and people that he knows died, and like, you know, it's, his whole life is that. So I don't know. I think it's a good performance from him for sure. Yeah, but nice. That's pretty much everything I watched this week.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I watched basketball, a lot of basketball. I watched Challengers, which we talked about. I did really, really like that. I don't know where it'll wind up on my rankings at the end of the year, but I definitely did enjoy it quite a bit. And then rewatched Anyone But You, Glenn Powell's Anyone But You. And
great choice.
It hit Netflix, and I got Molly to watch it. It's a good date night movie. So if you're looking to Netflix and chill, there are worse options out there than Anyone But You. I am definitely a Kentucky basketball fan, Smelly Melly. Absolutely.
He's more of a Cardinals fan, but
fuck that. Fuck that. No, I am not.
Their coach just quit, moved to a better school, a more serious program.
Listen to this guy. Oh my goodness. I watched
prestigious university.
I watched the UFL for the first time this season. God, it's so good.
Good game to watch.
It's so good, dude. We are Battle Hawks fans.
The law, baby.
But yeah, so that's really all I watched this week. Reggie, what about you?
I watched this movie, Humane, which is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a thriller horror about, like, in the future, the world has decided that every country has to cull a certain percentage of their population in order to save the resources that are left on the planet, kind of a thing. And then this family is going over to their parents' house, and they've decided to volunteer for this program or whatever. And then it's about that night, and shenanigans start to happen. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it if you can find it. I also watched Strangers. Because I had never seen it, and this movie was coming up, and a lot of people have been talking about how, oh, how are you going to do Strangers again? Why are we doing this again? So I was like, let me watch this, and it's not impressed.
I really like it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Watch Strangers Pray at Night. Watch that one.
Okay, because that came on next, and I started it, and then I was like, maybe not, but I'll check it out if you say so. I'll just say, like, Liv Tyler. I think Liv Tyler is what...
She's the problem. The reason
I couldn't get in it. Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, like, whenever there's a moment where I'm like, okay, I'm in this movie, then she does something, and I'm like, it takes me right out of it. And I was like, Oh, you are such a bad actress. You are horrible.
I could see that. I'm just a sucker for a home invasion movie.
Yeah.
Like, I always like those, so.
Yeah, and there's a point where it's just like her. And I was like, oh my God, you're so... And, like, she hurts her leg at one point, and I swear she's changing which leg is hurt. And I was like, so then I was focusing on which leg she's walking on, and I was like, you know, for somebody who broke your leg, you are walking pretty fine in this scene. But then the next scene is like, she's falling down everywhere. I was like, it's just, I couldn't get into it.
You know, that movie came out, what was it, 2008?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So I probably have not watched that movie in 15 years. So this could be a Free Fire situation.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's been a long time. I just remember really liking it. And then I did like The Strangers Pray at Night, which was less than 10 years ago. So,
okay. Yeah. So I'll check out the next one then. What else was there? Watch Beneath the Planet of the Apes. We're probably not going to be able to finish them all before the next Planet of the Apes movie coming up. But that's okay.
Has she watched the most recent trilogy?
You know what? I need to ask her. I think she has.
Okay, because you should prioritize that.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
You should.
If she has not watched it, then that's probably what I'm going to recommend as well.
Right, okay.
This is not a TV thing or a movie thing, but I finally got to see Wicked last week. And it was so good. Oh my God, it was so good. One of my favorite musicals.
Did you see it in New York?
No, it was showing in Hartford, so we drove down to Hartford and saw it there.
Nice, nice. I did really enjoy it whenever we were there, so it was good.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And that's it. That's about it.
It's kind of movie related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yeah, I wanted to see it before the movie came out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Let's do some movie news, Dawson.
Cindy, the news is on!
Insightful.
Good news.
If the headline is big enough, it makes the news big enough.
Timely.
The news goes on for 24 hours a day.
Well prepared.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Well, I got some bad news for you.
Do you want the Aladdin news or the Aladdin news?
The Aladdin news?
This is Movie News.
Movie News. I wasn't going to be here, so I just kind of put some stories together, and we're going to cover them. Aaron Sorkin is working on a film that is basically a sequel to The Social Network. This film is going to be surrounding the events that took place on January 6th. Essentially just
I see what you did there.
No, well, that's his reasoning, because of Facebook and social media has led to so much misinformation on all sides, and where it's led, it's basically a sequel because it's, you know, the fall through. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I love The Social Network, so we'll see. I'm sure this will be great.
Yeah, and no, I'll watch it. I'll watch what Aaron Sorkin's cooking up.
Yeah, why not? Let's see here. This is good news. So one of the biggest complaints people have over the last handful of years is there's too much Marvel content. I don't know. I have to watch 4 shows and 3 movies just to understand what's going on with this thing. Deadpool is coming out. It's the biggest movie of the year. Sean Levy says audiences won't have to watch loads of MCU films to understand Deadpool and Wolverine. This movie's built for entertainment with no obligations to come prepared with prior research. So yes and no, but
but it's going to be severely enhanced by your knowledge of what's come before, I'm sure.
Yeah. But if it's built on like funny jokes and laughs, like I think it could be there's connections. Yes. We're standing in front of Ant-Man's giant dead body. Like, okay, that's a base. That's cool. Who are all these characters? You know, okay. Oh, that's Toad. Oh, cool.
I find it hard to believe if you don't know this MCU stuff, that this is a movie that's going to be all that accessible to you. Because Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds are kind of all about the references, you know? So if you don't know the references.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be entertainment value for everyone.
Right.
I'm just, that's just the message from the director, Sean Levy.
And I'm just poking holes at the messages, man. That's all I'm doing.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You don't have to like it.
Poking holes.
Wait till you see it. It's going to be great.
I'm sure it will be. I'm excited.
Everyone's showing up.
I'm excited for it.
Everyone.
Hey, take it easy.
Everyone. Let's see here. Oh, 28 days later, we've got a casting update. Aaron Taylor Johnson, don't ask him if he's going to be James Bond. He's tired of being asked that question. Jodie Comer, Ralph Fiennes.
There you go.
Ralph Fiennes. Nope. Have all been cast in 28 days later.
28 years later?
28 years later.
I like
the first of the trilogy.
I like that cast. Dawson also just found out this week that Aaron Taylor Johnson's wife is much older than him and was a director on a movie that he starred in whenever he was 18 and she was 42. So, yeah. Just learned that little bit of news out this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm always excited to see Aaron Taylor Johnson anything. And then Ralph Fiennes is fantastic. Jodie Comer, someone might have to remind me who she is.
I think she was just in the last season of True Detective.
So she's, I think she's in on Killing the... Eve, if you watch that, maybe. No. She's in The Last Duel. She's the...
Didn't see it.
Okay. Free Guy?
I did see that. Oh, she's the girl in that. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of someone else.
Okay.
So, yeah. She's in The Bike Riders coming out this year. It's I'm here for it. And they're going to make, at least they said they're making a trilogy. So
is, gosh, what's his name? The guy Garland? That wrote it. What's his fucking
Alex
name?
Alex Garland.
Yeah. Garland. Alex, is he writing it?
Cool. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently it's going to be like a trilogy, right? So,
yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Wait.
But I don't think they're writing he's writing the other three. Other two?
Yeah. He's at least doing the first one.
Oh.
A new trilogy.
I thought when they said trilogy that this was the third piece of the trilogy. 28 days later.
I hope this sparks another zombie wave of movies. I need some good zombie movies.
It's been so long.
And if I'm being real, I feel like 28 Days Later was one of the first ones of that first run, the earlier run that happened in the early 2000s.
I mean, they're not zombies, but yes.
Okay. But like, I understand. I know. I learned that.
I'm just fucking with you.
But like, I feel like that kicked off this wave of rage or infection or zombie virus movies. And maybe, I don't know, give me some more Zack.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder. Oh, here we go. Quentin Tarantino, Cinema Chat favorite director. He was set to direct his last film, The Movie Critic. He has canceled that. He's no longer doing The Movie Critic. Said that can't be his last movie. So he's back to the drawing board of what his last movie is going to be. But the concept that came out for the Movie Critic was kind of interesting. It was having his earlier movies exist in the same universe, and it would have brought back stars to reprise their iconic Tarantino characters in a movie within a movie, moments or fictional versions of themselves. And like, that's always been a running theory, that they're all together and they're all connected. So it would have kind of pulled it together and made a movie within a movie. I thought that would have been kind of cool as like a cinematic universe come together. But
yeah, it would depend on how you did it, right? I mean, it all depends on having a good script and a good story, which I believe he's capable of putting together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would have been interesting. Curious.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if he's just going to do Star Trek and be done or.
Yeah. I'm not responding to that.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if Star Trek is going to be his last stop or
if he's gonna be... We can only hope.
I mean, the way things are going with Star Trek, nothing would surprise me. And honestly, it would be par for the course.
So we've got that. Just two other really kind of quick stories. Nothing really important. There was going to be a sequel to A Knight's Tale at Netflix, but Netflix decided to reject the film based on the algorithm told the studio that it would not be successful. So, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Like, well, can't have your main actor back, but...
What algorithm?
Just like how long people watch movies. Maybe they had the original Knight's Tale. Maybe people didn't finish the movie. Maybe how long people stopped and looked at the cover of the picture and they just moved on. I don't know.
Yeah, and what...
You don't think Netflix's algorithm, like, on everything? Everything's... algorithm's an algorithm.
I mean, it just...
Well, they need to fix their algorithm because they cancel stuff that people want. And they make sequels and keep giving money to people that nobody wants to watch.
Shane Gillis Tires premieres May 18th. Can't wait.
I mean, why A Knight's Tale sequel? Like, what would that be?
I don't know.
What are we even talking about?
More jousting.
And it's so random, too.
Yeah.
It seems so random to be like, The Knight's Tale needs a sequel.
Great movie. Back 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop. Axel F. is a new movie coming out this summer on Netflix. Like, who needs that? Nobody.
That's true. Agreed.
Coming to America. Like, we got all these movies. Like, we don't need these, but... That's, hey, you know, here's a good time, Brent. 38 of the top 50 movies of 2024 are original films. So 76% of movies going to the box office are new titles. I think that's decent, right? Like one out of four or three out of four are new.
Yeah. I think so. People still complain. Let one trailer for Mufasa come out. People still complain about how studios don't make anything new. And then even whenever someone shows them, out of the 50 movies, 38 of them this year have not been sequels or existing IPs. And then it's just, oh, well, look at what's at the top of the box office. Okay. Well, that's what the audience is seeing. That's not their fault. They're making them.
And as an aside, I hate when people complain about movies and certain movies not being made. And then when those movies are made, they don't go watch them. You know, like, I know so many people who complain about, oh, why is every black movie got to be a gangster crime thing? And then a movie like American Fiction or Book of Clarence comes out. They don't watch it. You know, The Blackening comes out and they're like, I'll catch it on streaming. And I'm like, you're why? You know, you're the person complaining and you're why this stuff happens this way. Like, if you want original movies to succeed, you have to go out and watch them.
I mean, Dawson and Reggie, I'm going to list off the 8 movies I've watched in the month of April. You tell me what they all have in common. Late Night with the Devil, Monkey Man, Civil War, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, Abigail, Boy Kills World, Anyone But You, and Challengers.
They seem like original IP.
They are not. Yeah, they're not sequels. They're not remakes. That's all the movies I've seen this month.
Look at our letterboxes. Or listen to the show and just hear like the stuff we list off every week.
Are there sequels? Yeah, there's
sequels. Rebel Moon Part 2. Yeah.
Everyone's jizzed over Doom Part 2.
For weeks.
Still jizzing over it.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe just, you know, look for the new stuff because it's out there. Don't just pay attention to the stuff that gets put in front of you. Seek it out.
It's a Knight's Tale 2 didn't get a sequel. Not everything gets a sequel.
Some people just want to be mad, Dawson.
That's very true. That is very true.
Love
you. Scooby-Doo's getting a live-action series at Netflix. So... I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you damn meanie kids. Also, Greenland Migration, the sequel to Greenland, the Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler.
You almost said Jared Leto, then Gerard Way.
What shitty 2000s rock band lead singer is in this fucking movie? Kraven the Hunter and Karate the Kid. Kraven the Hunter been delayed. God, I'm struggling. Kraven the Hunter delayed December 13, 2024. Karate the Kid. It's a spaghetti western now.
Show title Karate the Kid, please.
It's a delayed to May 30th, 2025. So I don't know why they're delayed, but it's happening. So, last thing I've got here for news. It's not really news. It's just a little piece of fun. Tom Cruise did a breakdancing routine and ended it with the splits at Victoria Beckham's birthday party last week, and people were absolutely dumbfounded. And not only can he do his own stunts, but he can do his own moves.
Was this on tape somewhere?
I don't know. It's probably a private event. So
they were probably, were they dumbfounded because there was no music playing and no one else was dancing?
What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Get off the couch, Tom.
He cleared the dinner table and broke dance on top of it to no music. That's why people were dumbfounded. I'm with you, Reggie. I would like to see a video of that if one existed. It's fascinating. Oh man. All right.
And how do you not take a video of that when Tom Cruise starts dancing?
Well, if I know anything about Hollywood elites, Reggie, there's probably no cell phones allowed.
Yeah. I suppose.
Or, you know, whatever was happening.
For reasons.
NDAs and stuff.
Working class Victoria Beckham.
Sporty Spice? Was that her name?
Posh.
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 Nobody. Spice. Okay, I guess nobody got that one. That's nope. Okay.
No idea.
Is this some.
You guys didn't see the video where David Beckham was she tried to act like she was like from a working class family, and then David Beckham calls her out like on camera.
No.
Oh, it was hilarious. Whatever. Moving right along.
anything else in the news this week?
I think that's all the breaking news we have.
All right, let's do the box office.
Box office
results for the weekend of April 26th through the 28th, 2024. Number one, Challengers, $15 million. Number two, something called Unsung Hero. I don't even know what that is. $7.7 million. Is that one of those Christian joints? Like, what is
that? Unsung Hero?
It is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, how do those things
movies.
How do those things pop up and I'm completely blind to them?
Well, it's because you don't go
because
to
they,
church
they,
on Sunday.
Right. When you go to Sunday service, they have trailers before service starts.
Are you try to
Dude,
sell that
I,
shit? Are you serious? You serious,
I would
Clark?
Bet you I would oh I mean I haven't been into a house of worship in a long time, but like a lot of them have giant fucking screens and like mm-hmm. they have telecast in, or like think of the mega churches.
I mean, I get that. Yes,
they have like NBA arenas full of people. Like, let's check out this movie. We all got to go support.
I guess. All right. Well, it's distributed by Lionsgate. Interesting.
Yeah, they all know. Right. They know how to make money. They saw Sound of Freedom. And like, let's cash in.
Yeah, and what's her name from Mandalorian?
Gina Carano.
Gina Carano is like the Christian, what's her name?
Maria Menounos?
Maria Menounos, yes.
With her crazy ass laugh?
Yeah, like she introduces all these trailers and stuff at those like mega churches.
You are not telling me the truth right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
But you believed it though, right?
I mean, it was plausible.
Yeah.
Number three, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, another $7.2 million. Number four, Civil War, $7 million. And debuting at number 10, Boy Kills World, $1.6 million. Yikes. I've seen a lot of box office bomb news articles today about that. So not great, not great. But you know what? Let's talk about whether or not the movie is great. Let's get there.
And now our feature presentation.
I did do that.
He killed over 100 men.
Slight exaggeration.
With his bare hands.
Definitely not true. Wait.
You forget who controls the narrative.
Not exactly how I plan to go.
Deal with him accordingly.
And lights.
Shit.
Rejoice!
Read my lips.
You petulant little shit.
Repeat the mantra. I am an instrument shaped for a... Damn it.
Boy Kills World, directed by Moritz Moore, written by Tyler Burton Smith, Arend Rimmers, and Moritz Moore, starring Bill Skarsgård, Jessica Roth, Michelle Dockery, Brett Gelman, Isaiah Mustafa, Andrew Koji, Charlton Copley, Famke Janssen, and a whole bunch of other people. This movie kind of, I think it snuck up on us a little bit. I feel like it hadn't really been promoted until maybe a month or so before the movie was coming out. Like, I really didn't know much about this, but I saw the trailer and it looked interesting. I thought that they had a chance to do something really cool with it. It looked crazy action-wise. It looked irreverent. It looked funny. So I was excited going into this. You know, it wasn't on our schedule, and it's not what I would have put on our schedule, but, we voted and I got overruled and here we are, but I was excited to go watch this. Reggie, what about you?
This was a movie that seemed to like get a lot of hype before people really knew. I don't know. It felt like it was getting a lot of hype before people knew what it was about, and like just hearing the description and like some of the cast, sounded really interesting to me, and I was kind of excited. Then I saw the trailer and I was even more excited. So I was like, oh, this is definitely a movie I want to see, because it seemed like a really kick-ass interesting concept for a horror movie. Action movie. And so like I really wanted to see it, and that's why I was all on board to put it on the schedule. Yeah, it was interesting.
Having an action movie where your main character is both deaf and mute is an interesting choice. And yeah. I was curious to see how they were going to pull that off. Dawson, what was your thoughts going into it?
I was a little mixed on it. I don't know. It looked interesting, the action side, but then in the trailer you hear this guy's voice and I don't like Bob's Burgers guy. I don't like
Archer.
I've never watched an episode of Archer. I just, the dude's voice, I don't really, give me like somebody else's voice. I don't know. So I was gonna give it a shot just because, like, I want to see the action of it. some of the over the top looked okay. I don't know. It just looked like an interesting take on an action film, but the voice was really kind of like, I don't know if I can do this for an hour and a half.
You know what I think my problem with the voice is? I know what Bill Skarsgård sounds like. And whenever I have to listen to his inner monologue and it sounds nothing like Bill Skarsgård and I'm looking at Bill Skarsgård, there's like a disconnect for me mentally. And that, honestly, is a little difficult for me to overcome. Because I guess I just don't understand why not just let Bill Skarsgård do the voice. It feels like that would be the better choice to me. Because this whole different voice thing really sort of fucked with me throughout the movie. And maybe that wasn't the thing for a lot of people. But, you know, we know Bill Skarsgård. It's not like we don't know what he sounds like.
I think that didn't bother me all that much because I think just because they had an interesting premise on why he had that voice. It's like, I wanted to choose a heroic voice because I don't know what my voice actually sounds like. So, like, I thought that was interesting. And it kind of showed that this guy was still, in many ways, just, you know, a boy looking for revenge and not a fully formed, like, human or adult or what have you. So, I don't know. It didn't bug me, but I can understand why it might bother some people.
You know, we haven't really even said what the movie's about. For anyone that doesn't know, this boy's family gets killed at the beginning of the movie. He gets sort of adopted by this shaman and gets trained in the ways to become a weapon. And he's seeking revenge on those that have done him wrong as he gets older. So that's the gist of the movie. And it's got a lot of crazy action in it. It's got, you know, it's whatever. You know, I was excited. And let me get the cat out of the bag. I was disappointed by this. I was very disappointed, honestly. Was it bad? I wouldn't call it bad. But it is borderline okay. The action's cool, but there's something that happens, you know, 80% into the movie. And I hate to be that guy, Reggie, but I saw that coming from the beginning of the movie, practically. And when it happened, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. That's where we're going with this. And it just, I was unsatisfied by pretty much everything except the action.
Okay, well, I know what you're talking about. And I didn't clock that per se. And I think it's because there's so much stuff that was telegraphed that I figured out, like, in the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes of the movie. Like, there's a character that shows up, and I was like, oh, that's obviously...
There's a reason you're doing that.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Yes. And I was like, oh, well, we're going to find out that they are related. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, like, it was so, I guess, bad in that sense that, like, I was like, this is not a serious movie. And what it really comes down to is maybe about 15 minutes in, I was like, oh, this should have just been dropped on Netflix or Amazon or something. This is not a movie that needed to be in theaters. And then it also, I got the feeling that it was a movie where, you know how American studios will take a movie made in like Indonesia or Thailand or something, or China, and be like, you know what? This would be great with an American cast. And then they do that. And then all they really change is the cast and they don't Americanize it. So as an American, you're like, there's some cultural stuff that doesn't make sense in my American movie. That's how this felt.
This is a South African movie.
Okay, well... South African as in originally, or...
No, this is a South African production.
Oh, well, see, then that makes even less sense to me. Because it's just like they've got all these... this diverse cast, but it doesn't have, it seems to have all these weird cultural things that are nobody's, you know, because like the shaman, and it does not help that I've seen some of these people in like real action movies. So like, I know that the shaman would wipe the floor with Bill Skarsgård, and at no point do I think, oh yes, Bill Skarsgård could actually win this fight. You know, like there are moments where I'm like, I don't believe what I'm watching on screen. You know, like the action it's shot in such a horrible way. The action scenes are over the top and brutal when they're good, but like you don't really see a lot of it, which was my problem. You see it, but it's quick shots and sped up shots, you know, and
a lot of slow-mo.
Yeah. And slow-mo in the wrong place. And it's like,
was it Zack Snyder?
I don't know. I don't understand why in 2024 people don't know how to shoot a fight scene. I want to be able to see the fight scene. That's the whole point of it. So if it happens real quick and the bad stuff happens off screen, then I'm bored.
Dawson, you said something to me privately, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you said it felt like an anime.
Yeah. It felt like some type of anime, or like Reggie said, it felt like a foreign film that didn't fully translate over, and I don't, part of that's a turn off, and like, and some of it's just the weird, I don't know, there was just not, like the scene with like they're in like the snow and they're fighting everything, there was weird shit, and I'm like, okay, that's not gonna happen in a real fight, or like any of this is gonna happen. And like the weird voice for his background, and I don't know. And I know it was like a fighting game, but like mixing in like the round one, like player two, and I don't know. I was like, okay, I don't know. There was, it felt like a foreign film, like Reggie said. And I was like, yeah, kind of like an anime or something.
Reggie, it's interesting that you said it's something that should have gone to like straight to Netflix, because as I was watching it, I can't really even pinpoint exactly why. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. And there's a lot of movies that I could point to that have these particular flaws, but this movie had so many of them combined. It just kind of didn't even feel like a movie. It felt yeah. like a collection of stylized action scenes with a bare bones plot where you try to throw a twist in to make it feel like you have more going on. But this, I mean, it's a straight A to B plot, and then they throw a twist in there, and it's like, okay, I mean, sure. I see you. Yeah,
this movie would have benefited from some world building too, because like this family is in control of what, a city, or was it,
I don't know,
a state, the world. It was very ambiguous.
It was Hunger Games esque with like 12 sacrifices.
Yeah, right. But like, I didn't know why the people just didn't overthrow them, because it's not like this family was providing for the rest of the populace. Everybody was living bad. And it didn't, even the people working for this family weren't living all that well. Like, it's not like they had superior technology. Yeah, they had guns, but like, that's not something that can't be overcome. And on top of that, I just didn't understand what the people were getting out of this. I didn't understand the family's motivations, and I didn't understand like the whole world of it. Like, why didn't people invade this little city and be like, yo, this shit's gotta stop. You know, I don't know. So there's a point where you just don't really care what's happening to everybody. And I think the reason I said that this felt like a streaming movie is because there are movies like, where you get these big name actors and they're in it for 5-10 minutes just to say, we've got this guy in this movie, you know? so that's what it felt like, because I was like, why is Famke Janssen in this movie? You know, why is, I mean, Charlto Copley, I try to defend this guy. But whenever he shows up, I know the movie's going to be a bad movie.
He was in Rookie Man.
Right. But, like, I think he's a good actor, but I think he's become a symbol that this is not going to be a the best movie in the world. Monkey Man may be the exception, but like lately, it's hard to defend the things that he's in. And I don't understand why he's in it, but like, I don't understand why a lot of these are some big names. I don't get why they were doing this particular movie.
But I mean, like,
District 9,
I think District 9 is that his only good movie?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of an overstatement to say these are some big names. Aside from Bill Skarsgård.
Who is still not, like, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. When I say they're bigger names for this content.
They have the
I don't think they are.
Old Spice guy. The Old Spice guy is in this movie.
I don't think they are.
The Old Spice guy's in this movie?
Yeah, Isaiah Mustafa.
Benny? He was the Old Spice guy for On the Horse. Like,
who is he in this movie?
His character named Benny.
The black guy. The only black guy in the movie, I think.
He had a big beard and he was like,
wait, was he the mumbly guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's on the poster.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I did not know
that was a black guy.
Reggie doesn't see color.
I thought he was like East Asian or something. Wow. Or Pacific Islander. Like, wow, okay.
Oh, I think you're thinking of a different guy. You're thinking of a different guy. The beard guy?
Yeah, the beard guy.
That's
the guy he couldn't understand because he couldn't read
that. That was Basho. Benny, this guy's got like...
No, Basho was
no
the guy he saves at the thing.
Basho and Benny are together in a lot of scenes.
Oh.
Right.
The one with a bigger beard.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever. I guess it just goes to show you the caliber of movie we're working with.
But anyways, I don't think any of them are too big for what this is. I think there are some people that you hold in high esteem because you like some things that they do, but I wouldn't call them stars by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I like Famke Janssen in a lot of things. But she is not a bankable actress or anything like that, you know?
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. But, like, this felt like a movie that Scott Adkins or Michael Jai White would have been in. And, like, I would have seen it at Redbox and be like, oh, I can't wait to watch that. But
And your expectations would have been set appropriately and you would have had a good time.
Yes.
You want to know what's crazy? Do you know who's consideration for the character Boy?
Who?
Pete Davidson. Would you have liked this movie more if Pete Davidson
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of Pete Davidson, but that would have made more sense for this movie, and I think I would have enjoyed it immensely more.
That's interesting. You know who I would have liked?
Who?
Dave Thomas, founder of
Wendy's. Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's.
Samara Weaving was originally cast as June 27, but stepped down. So, I mean, like, that was your original cast was Pete Davidson and Samara Weaving. So now we're talking some a little more firepower.
They have good agents. I'll say that. Because their agents looked at this and said, nah, we ain't doing that. No. Not.
Scheduling conflicts. I mean, there's not really much to say. This movie is style over substance.
And the style isn't even that good.
But there are pieces of it that are actually nice to look at. And, you know, there are some action scenes that are pretty good. But it's just not, there's not much to say. Dawson, you were joking earlier and you're like, I don't have much to say about this movie. And, like, there really isn't much to say about it. It's disappointing.
It's an okay action movie with a weird, I don't know. I would tell you to go watch Monkey Man before you watch this.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
This is going to get half of the score that Monkey Man got from me.
Wow, that's a low score.
Well, I gave Monkey Man a 9.
And if my public school math is 4.5, if you take half of that, Brent.
Yeah. I guess that is a low score. Let's get into it. I give it a 4.5.
Holy shit. That's aggressive.
I mean, is it though? I mean, life's all about expectations, right? And I was excited for this and I got disappointed. But at the end of the day, like, I wasn't intrigued by the story. I don't think there's particularly great acting in it. The voice bugged me. The action scenes were fine, but they weren't blowing me away. Like, what does it really have going for it? I feel like I'm almost being generous.
Yeah, you're selling me on this because I was thinking like I might give a little bit of a deal, but I'm looking at the other movies that I gave around that score. I'm like Madame Web, Argyle. This is all kind of, I mean, it's like a prettier version of those.
Yeah, I mean it's not good. I came in saying it was okay, and it's borderline okay at best, and I'm still kind of there. It's the lower side.
I mean,
of okay.
I suppose you take away the action sequences, most of them, and it's kind of like a, you know, I don't care about this story. I don't. Yeah, you're right, Brett. You're
I don't
right.
give a shit about what's happening. I don't care.
No, I don't care at all. That's why I wanted to watch the action sequences. And
yeah, the whole time they're giving me these flashbacks of him and his sister. I'm like, okay, let's get on with it.
Get there is like a long sequence in the middle where he's like captured, and it's like 20 minutes of nothing.
Dialogue. Sucks.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I'm going to lower my score.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Again, expectations and all that. But, like, this movie just doesn't have much going for it. I understand the quirkiness that they were going for. This felt like a first draft. They needed to bring somebody in to punch some of this stuff up, and they just didn't do that. Honestly what it feels like. And I do believe they trained that Bill Skarsgård trained for this fight scene. And I don't know if this was a movie that he was like, oh, I'm going to do The Crow. I want to get an action movie under my belt before I take on this really big project. So he did this. Like, that's kind of what it feels like. It feels like this is preseason for The Crow or something. I don't know. And so it's not good. Again, this just felt like a Redbox hero movie that was pumped up to be something it wasn't.
I think it's a very fair, very fair.
Well, what score would you give it, Reggie?
Oh, I'd give it a 4.
Okay. Where you at, Dawson?
Boy. I mean, I feel like I'm in that 4 or 4.5 range too. You guys have sold
come
me.
To yeah. the dark side.
Yeah, I join us. Really care about this movie. Yeah, I'll give it a 4.5.
Let the hate flow through. I mean,
like when you brought up Madame Web, I was like, would I see this over Madame Web? Like, if I had to watch, but I would probably flip a coin. But no, you
man,
know what?
We should have reviewed calendars.
I would watch
instead.
I would have watched this over Madame Web, but only because of the action scenes.
But also, Madame Web does have that, like, this is terrible thing. Like, it almost crosses the line where it's so bad that it's entertaining.
Yeah,
so it does have that going for it, which is, I mean, How do you score that, I guess, is what I was.
Is this going to be one of those movies where film nerds are like, you guys were so wrong about this movie in 10
no,
years?
No, I
really wish Rob was here. Because I just want Rob to give it an 8 and tell us that we didn't get it.
You're just not used to the style of, like, the anime. And if you would have seen half of the anime that I've seen, you would have really appreciated this direction.
The pacing was okay. It was totally amazing. All right. So a 4, 2 4.5s and a 4. That's 4.33
That is one big pile of shit.
Hated it.
This gets the same score as Godzilla.
They X-Kong. Both sucked.
Yeah, Godzilla X Kong is
terrible. Wow, a 7 and then a 2 on Godzilla.
Yeah, dude, I hated that shit. Hated it. I don't know if you guys know this, but that's a skip it. A
4.33. Yeah.
We got to stream it on Godzilla.
I would say that is a stream it. Like, I wouldn't tell anybody, well, you know what? Never mind.
We got to get consistent with our scores here because we got a 4.5 that's a skip it and a 4.33 that's a stream it. What are we doing here?
Is stream it and skip it based on scores, or is it based on the movie?
I mean, it can be based on whatever we want it to be based on.
I don't think it should be tied to score. But, like, I would say stream this. Yeah, I would say stream this.
I don't know, man. I'm in the skip it.
Okay.
Like, it's not a good... The more I talk about it, the more I don't like it. Dawson, you can break a tie here.
Skip this. Don't watch this piece of shit. All
right. Skip it.
Fair.
Skip it. All right.
You know what we didn't do?
What?
We didn't do our go back 2 weeks and look at our score.
Oh, okay. Civil War. 8, 9, 8, 8. I'm at a 9. I'm the highest. Everyone else was at an 8. You know, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with where I am.
Yeah, I'm staying.
I'll live there.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to go up, it would only be like 8.5, so I'll just stay at 8.
Okay. I think we're finding that, you know, we're generally
two
okay
weeks
with
is,
our scores.
Is two, too, I feel like too short? Isn't, maybe that's not long enough. It's whatever. We don't have to.
I feel like we just don't even do this. How about this? If you want to change the score, you have to bring it to the committee live on the show and plead your case.
Wow, that was the highest on Madam Web.
Man, how's that feel?
I mean, I gave it a 4 and I feel weird about it.
Oh, well, let's talk about our upcoming schedule. We have 7 of our next 8 movies set in stone, because no one got back to me on what we were doing. The Fall Guy next week, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This is the one week where we're split. The week of May 20th, Reggie and I want to do The Strangers Chapter 1, and Dawson and Rob say if the Ryan Reynolds imaginary friend movie.
I may miss that show. I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to have time to go see any movie that weekend.
What you got going on?
You're fine. That's the weekend we pick up our camper. And Grace has a softball tournament with 4 games, 2 games on each Saturday and Sunday, 2 and 2, in a town that's an hour away from us, 45 minutes away from us each way.
Well, you know what I'm hearing, Reggie? I'm hearing he rescinds his vote.
Kind of.
And that means that,
as well.
That you and I win the vote for that week.
I saw the TV glow. I saw a trailer for that. That looks real interesting.
It does look interesting. It does look interesting. I don't know if that's a wide release or not.
And you know what's funny? The only reason I'm not like pushing that is because Justice Smith. He's becoming a warning sign for me as well.
Justice Smith and Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
Furiosa after that. In a Violent Nature. That's the first person horror movie. Bad Boys Ride or Die and Inside
Out.
Wait,
we're reviewing Furiosa?
I sent out a schedule and a fucking visual picture.
Bro, I'm so fucking
I gave
busy.
You the posters And I said, everyone, get back to me if you have any problems with this. You were the only person that even remotely replied to me. And you said, yeah, with like a thumbs up. And now you're like, we're reviewing that. Blah, blah, blah.
The only reason I didn't say anything is because I thought I was the only person that didn't want to see Furiosa. So I was I don't even
like the other one.
But what are,
I wasn't going to make a big deal about it.
But also, like, but also the other options that week are Garfield and Atlas.
Yeah.
I'm not reviewing Garfield.
I hate Mondays.
That is a Jennifer Lopez mech movie on Netflix. Yeah,
dude. Fucking looks awesome.
Get the Reggie fuck loves out of here.
You said Reggie mechs. Loves.
Yeah, so, dude. She bonds. She becomes symbiotic.
The mech. Will be damned if we're going to pick a Jennifer Lopez Netflix movie with mechs over Furiosa. I will be god.
You know what? I can't even pretend to troll about that. I couldn't do that either.
I'm all for democracy, but you got to find something else. Like if I'm not doing
How is
that.
Jennifer who I don't understand Netflix.
It's such a
Why
bad
do they
fit.
Keep giving these people these like why is who at Netflix loves Jennifer Lopez like that?
Hey, Reggie, we're going to watch it.
you know I'm going to watch it. I mean, after Jennifer Lopez's music video documentary diary thing, and then watching the making of that, that woman, I watched just about anything in it, because I'm like, now I understand the thinking. I understand this person.
After that, In a Violent Nature, Bad Boys Ride or Die, Inside Out 2, The Bike Riders, A Quiet Place Day 1, Maxine. Like, I feel pretty comfortable all the way down to there. With what we have. Once we get past that, Fly Me to the Moon, I saw a trailer for that today. I would be interested in seeing that, but, you know, that's a little ways away.
Is that the
Maxine?
No. Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. It's a Channing Tatum. What's her fucking name? Black Widow. I can't think of her name right now.
Oh, it's Johansson.
They fake them. It's about faking the moon landing.
Oh. Ooh.
They like.
That's interesting.
It's like a comedy. It's a comedy drama kind of vibe.
You know, they put that stuff in your face because they have to tell you what they're doing.
It looked interesting to me. I saw the trailer for the first time today. Twisters, Deadpool, and Wolverine. So that's what's currently on the schedule. And, you know, shit can change.
Oh, but I'm going to miss Deadpool. I forgot about that.
Yeah, loser.
Fucking sucks.
Fucking loser.
Cuckoo? And what the hell is cuckoo?
What the hell is cuckoo?
That's in yellow because I didn't have anything else. But it's... I think it's a foreign horror movie.
Okay. Oh boy, can't wait.
I don't know. It's in yellow because I'm like, we'll probably replace that. I just didn't have anything to replace it with. So.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Back-to-back weeks?
Just two weeks in a row. Yep.
We're going to review it from the Deadpool point of view one week and from the Wolverine point of view the next week.
Implications. What's going to happen after this? An entire spoiler episode.
But we, you know, there's some good stuff. I'm excited for a lot of stuff. I always like seeing that schedule get filled up. And this year I'm trying to put as many skipped movies in the, for those of you that are listening, we have a spreadsheet with our schedule on it. And column K, those are the movies that we've skipped. So you can kind of go back and if we needed to fill something, we could maybe look back at the movies that we didn't review. Maybe for Cutting Room Floor, we could talk about some of them. You know, we got that stuff.
December looks like a shit month, I'll tell you that much.
Give it time. Give it time.
Except for Nosferatu.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is going to be fantastic.
Wicked? Hello?
Gladiator Part 2? Come on.
Well, that's November, but...
Whatever.
Instead of Cuckoo, oh, we could do My Spy, The Eternal City, the My Spy sequel with Dave Bautista.
I do want to. Well, I'm going to watch that because I did enjoy the first one.
I like the first one. But yeah.
But Dave Bautista's in it. I'll watch anything that he's in.
So yeah, we got a lot of stuff. You know, we got weeks to fill, and we'll do that. But that's going to do it for us for this week, everyone.
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
I'm not reviewing that.
That comes out August 2nd.
Why would we review that?
I don't know. It's got
I know how much you love Zachary Levi. Big Zachary Levi stan over here. Andy Dawson.
My Old Ass comes out. It's got Aubrey Plaza in it.
Okay. You have my curiosity. All right. We'll talk about it.
We got time.
It's a long way away. So but I just wanted to give you a peek, everyone, at what we're doing. So we'll see you next time. This went out with a fizzle and not a bang. But you know what? Can't be on all the time.
You don't need to follow me. You don't need to follow anybody.
But you can follow us. I'm Brent, and I am...
X, not Malcolm.
And he's Rob, and he's...
Rob.
There's also Reggie, who is...
Hit on.
We can't forget about Dawson at...
Andy!
Underscore
Dawson.
Don't forget to follow the podcast at CinemaChatPod on Twitter. And check out our website, cinemachatpodcast.podbean.com.
I'm following you now. I'm just going to follow you everywhere. I'm just going to follow you the rest of my life.
Thanks, Peter. Now, if the rest of you would get off your ass and follow us, that would be great.
Mail, motherfucker!
Oh, and don't forget to send your emails to cinemachatpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please, send us something. Have a good week, everyone. Goodbye.
If you're planning on going to the Vent Chat meetup in Minnesota Labor Day weekend 2024 for the Minnesota State Fair, listen up. We are going to be recording a little brief show about the meetup. But there are more details about the meetup on a website that I created. Hit me up on Twitter. Check the Discord. There's a section about the meetup with the link in it. Go fill it out if you're coming. RSVP, get on the list of attendees. You know, can't wait to see you guys.
You're still here. It's over. Go home.
Oh, and don't leave your garbage all lying around. It's a total dick move.
Go.